Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
The year for Corja, August 40th. Lovely to be here again, it's Misha Alice Paul, and I'm here today with you from Capital Irish, broadcasting on 106.1 FM and www.accessradio.org.nz, and go to Capital Irish, and you can find lots of podcasts of our programme. Marianne Greenis is on the controls today, so she'll tell me how long I've got and when to stop talking. Hopefully that doesn't happen too quickly. We have a half an hour slot every Sunday morning at midday, so it's a real pleasure to have your company, and hopefully we'll give you a good insight during the year of all things Irish that are happening in Wellington, if anything, and things that are actually happening at home. So beginning of the year, we're on the air, of course, thanks to our sponsors, Susie and Peter McGuinness, the Irish Trust, Wellington Irish Trust, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. Och, Thomas Creebronach, Adjern Lathgowil, Seamus Begley, our nearest and dearest friend, passed away on the 9th of January. Now, Seamus was a great friend to New Zealand, a most amazing singer, accordion player, character, raconteur. He was just an amazing person who came here four or five times and wooed his audiences, absolutely had them in the palm of his hand, whether it had been at Costella, the festival at Capri Coast that Jerry Paul organised, the Wellington Folk Festival, the Auckland Folk Festival. He even did a small gig for us in the little theatre in Lower Hutt one time, just a humble little thing. And it was just the mark of his generosity. It didn't matter whether it was to a world audience or whether it was to a local community. He was just so generous about giving his time and his talent. He was a lovely man. He was 73 years old, and he was born in the Gaeltacht area outside of Dingle, County Kerry. He was probably their family would be the most well-known musical family in Ireland, a musical dynasty, they called them. He was one of nine children, and all of them are amazing musicians. Now, when he came to New Zealand, we were very lucky that he stayed with us. And so many, many nights, we would listen to his beautiful rendition of all sorts of songs, As Gaeilge and In As Béilge. So the first song I thought I'd just love to introduce you to is one that his mother taught him way back. And it's called Wrap the Green Flag Round Me Boys. And he used to sing that, and he talked so fondly of his mother and all the things that his mother and father had done for them as a musical family and how they got to be as fantastically talented as they are, thanks to his parents. So here we go, Wrap the Green Flag Round Me Boys.
Oh, wrap the green flag round me boys, to die were far more sweet. With Erin's noble emblem boys, to be my winding life I long and follow where it led. Ah, but now my eyes grow dim, my hand would grasp its last white shred. And I had hoped to meet you boys on many a well-fought field, where to our sacred banner boys the traitors fought.
Seamus's voice has been described as like the voice of an angel. And you wouldn't believe he was, if for those of you who had never had the privilege of meeting Seamus, he was a huge man, a giant of a man, they called him, probably 6'3" or 6'4", and big, strong farmer from Kerry. And one of the first tributes that were paid to Seamus when he passed away on the 13th, on the 9th of January this year, was from the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. And he said, "It's with sadness that lovers of music across the world learned of the musician's death. Seamus will be remembered as one of Ireland's finest accordion players, as well as a beautiful singer. Growing up in a family rich in traditional Irish music in Ballinamuch in West Kerry, Gaeltacht, his recordings and performances captured not only the music of his upbringing, but also a knowledge of music far beyond these shores. While paying tribute to Begley, Mr. Higgins recalled hosting the musician for performances in Oras an Uachtaráin, including a state dinner held for the King and Queen of the Netherlands in 2019. And Paula Carroll, who is one of Clare FM West Wind radio presenters, captured his trifecta traits most eloquently on the Facebook post when she wrote, "He was a wild man, ferociously unfettered. Music poured through him and found nothing to block it. We adored that wildness and what it did to his music and his singing. We loved the light and the shade of it and the force of the tenderness. It was good to be around him." So everybody felt great when they came out of a Seamus Begley concert. It was always the same carry-on. You know, we were sore from laughing and the stories were funny. And he got away with pure murder, outrageous stories sometimes. And you thought, oh no, who's in the audience? How is this going to go down? But everybody, he just got the good out of everybody. Everybody loved it. And of course, he teamed up with guitarist Jim Murray, who toured here with him in New Zealand. Those two together were absolutely brilliant. And they did a beautiful album together as well. And Tim Eady. And of course, Steve Cooney. He and Steve had an amazing symbiotic relationship. The two were so in tune, as if they were playing two instruments at the same time, it said. So that was beautiful, great to listen to if you can get your hands on any of that music or download it on your Spotify. Honestly, you just love it. Seamus was a farmer Which kept the income flowing in leaner times, you know, when traditional Irish music wasn't actually very well paid, as we all know. And earlier in his life, his parents owned a dance hall, and he started off playing the accordion there when he was about 13, just to earn some money. And there was no amplification or anything in those days, and he said you just had to play really loud and really long. So it certainly was, but then his singing was so soft and so beautiful. It, like his accordion playing was always lively, but his singing was uniquely soulful. And like he wore his heart on his sleeve when he sang, and his songs came from the dawn of Celtic times, they say. That was the hallmark of his songs. You just couldn't believe this beautiful, soft, gentle voice was coming out of this great big giant of a man. It was absolutely amazing. And he sang with other characters like John Reilly, you know, the American actor. And he, Donal Lunny and all the famous people, he's played with Sharon Shannon, of course. He was her mentor. But I think that really to get the another side of Seamus was wherever he went, and he travelled all around America, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe, wherever he went, he always found a song that related to that place or that area. He just had the knack of doing that. And he sang with such heart. And the one he did for New Zealand was Farewell to Gold, about the gold mining down in the South Island. And we'll play that now because it's a really, really beautiful, a lovely tribute to the poor gold diggers who came out here from Ireland. And yeah, just listen to the song. It's absolutely lovely.
Shot over river, gold is waning, and it's weeks since the colour I've seen. No use complaining, lady, look blaming, so I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. Well, it's nearly 2 years since I left my old mother for adventure and gold by the pond. And with Jimmy the prospector, he was another. To the hills of Otago we were bound. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. Well, we worked the Cardronas, Dried Valley all over. Old Jimmy Williams and me, they were panning good dirt on the winding shot over. So we drifted on there just to see. Farewell to the gold that never I found. goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. Well, we sluiced and we cradled for day after day, making barely enough to get by. Then the terrible flood swept poor Jimmy away during six stormy days in July. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. For it's only when dreaming that I see you gleaming down in the dark deep underground.
Now, isn't that really beautiful? You're listening to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM, coming to you from Access Radio here in Wellington, and hopefully being listened to all around the world. And if you missed the programme or if you would like to send a link to anybody, it's www.accessradio.org and you can go to Capital Irish. So we're talking today about a very, very important person who has left us all from County Kerry, Dingle, Ballinabach, Seamus Begley. Seamus, he grew up in Ballinabach near Dingle. And his family, the Begleys, were possibly the most talented of all music dynasties. They were listening to tunes, they say, in the womb. And some of the things that are happening all over the world, and people around Ireland and around the globe are paying tribute to the late traditional musician Seamus by imprinting his surname in the sand and the snow. And it began with the simple poignant etching of Begley, which, of course, he's affectionately known by, who died on January the 9th. And similar etchings have appeared on the sand and the snow across the globe. And according to a press release revealing the musician's impact both home and abroad, with one word etched in the sand, Begley is Begley. The simple carving in Salt Hill, Galway, is one of the many that appeared across the country and around the world this week to pay tribute to the late musician Seamus Begley. From sea to shore, in sand and snow, people are paying their respects to the Kerry man who shared his passion for traditional music and song at home and abroad, reads the statement. Known affectionately as Begley, the term of endearment has been inscribed on beaches in Marbella, in snow in Boston and Canada, to coincide with a poignant tribute in Salt Hill. Every day, new etchings are emerging in recognition of his impact on the local and traditional stage. So this has all come from Irish Central, the news stream. He was renowned for his quick wit and melodic charm. The accomplished accordionist, singer and bard was synonymous with the Irish folk scene, leaving behind a legacy of work for future generations. With the vocal talent that displayed not only his humour and charisma, but also tenderness and an emotional vulnerability, he worked with the top Irish and international musicians and, of course, in a career that spanned for decades. So that's just a tribute which, you know, as I say, there are thousands of tributes like that. and the impact that he made. His funeral was broadcast on the TG Cahir stream, and I watched some of it, and again, full of music and beautiful stories from his sons, and yeah, thousands of people there paying their tribute to Seamus. So another little item of importance is that his daughter Maeve, over the last few years, has been singing with Seamus, and the next song is a beautiful song. It's called On Carrick Dun. And Mary, I know that Mary Black said the first time she heard it, she thought, oh, she cried, and she said, he had the voice of an angel. And it moves you to a quality that's so beautiful. It's indescribable, his voice. And we experienced that here in Lower Hutt and in Wellington and all over New Zealand where he did his concerts. And his likes will never be seen again, as I said. You had a smile on your face and everybody was talking about all the jokes and where he had such a huge number of stories and jokes. He had the memory, his memory was incredible. And he was blessed with the memory, the storytelling, the bard, the music, the singing, and just a gracious, lovely man who enjoyed people and had respect for everybody, whether they be 2 or 92. He just had a lovely way with people. So we'll play the next song on Carrick Dun, and Maeve will be harmonising with them on this.
On Carrick Dun, the heat is brown, the clouds are dark o'er Ardnalee, and many a stream comes rushing down to swell the angry Aonwy. The morning blast is sweeping fast through many a leafless tree, and I'm alone, for he's gone, my hawk has flown home, the heat was green on Carrick Dun, bright shone the sun o'er Ardnalee. The dark green trees bent trembling down to kiss the slumbering Aonwy. That happy day, 'twas but last May, it is like a dream to me. When Donal swore, I o'er and o'er, we'll part no more, a storm soft April showers and bright May flowers will bring the summer back again. But will they bring me back the hours I spent with my brave Donald then? 'Tis but a chance, for he's gone to France to wear the fleur-de-lis. But I'll follow you, my Donald Dhu, for still I'm true
listening to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. I'm Alice Paul, and I've been paying tribute to a great man who has left us and passed away, Seamus Begley, the great musician. And as Dahi O'Shea, who comes from his area in Dingle, said, "Thon far more in chalach, ach mari a chol gujo," meaning, the big man is asleep, but his music will live forever. And that is so true. It's as if such an energy in life could never be stilled. Sleep we wake from, but there's no beating this. The artist has gone, but he will live forever. I just think that's a lovely way to remember Seamus. And it's been a privilege to bring such a, his stories and his songs to life this evening with Capital Irish. Go and listen to more of Seamus's, and I would love to go out on Thom Shemachala, which is another beautiful rendition of a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And before I close the show, I'd like to say a big hello to Bernie Breslin, who hosted Seamus at his house one time when he came here. We had a great evening. And Seamus even did a programme here on Capital Irish with us. And that was a laugh a minute, because he loved to take the fun out of the New Zealand accent and throw in his word fosh and chops whenever he could. So we had a lot of laughs. We tried to keep it nice and what would you say, clean on the programme, and I think we did. But a very happy new year again to everybody listening, and slán agus beannacht.
Tráthnóin in dianach géim cos lasagam táim sim chalas na lústur men sean gargus lim hev an spér
listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.